Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for your word, which works in our lives through the power of your Holy Spirit. We've seen it this morning in baptism. We see it in the Lord's Supper. We see it in the power of your word, our gospel. Today, open our ears to hear your message, that we may grow in faith, love, and service to you, and love and service to your people. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So if you haven't received your devotion book yet, please get that as you leave today. It is on the table on the right side as you leave the sanctuary. Our devotional reading for today on the second Sunday of Lent, this is my son, the beloved, listen to him, Mark 9:7. Our house is filled with people who love to be the leader, especially my house because we have two firstborns, but I won't say that. I'm not the leader, I promise. Most of the time, all of us find it easier to talk or to tell others what to do than to listen to what others would have us to do. In the verse today, God speaks from a cloud to tell Peter, James, and John who Jesus is and how important it is to listen to him. We don't get to walk the earth with Jesus like Peter, James, and John did, so we have to listen to God speaking to us in his word, through the words of our family members and friends, and in the experiences of our days. Listening is an act of love. It shows that we care about the person who speaks. Listening. In premarital counseling and marriage counseling, I do one of the best things that I do. I teach people how to listen, and my wife will vouch that I'm the best listener that she's ever had. Not. Because like most men, when she comes to me with a problem, what is the first reaction I have, women? To fix it. Did you hear that? Unanimously. We want to fix the problem. And most of the time, ladies, what is it you want? To listen. Why do you like to be listened to, ladies? Because it makes you feel cherished. It makes you feel loved, right? So you kind of understand that. And when I go through marriage counseling with people and premarital counseling, 99% of the time, the issues that couples have in their marriage boils down to communication. Either not listening to each other or not properly responding to each other. So listening really is an act of love. Listening is practicing love. Listening is a part of good communication. In fact, statistically we know, and I'm not big into statistics, but this one's an interesting one. Statistics show us that 70% of our communication is actually listening. Can you believe that? 70% of our communication is actually made up of listening. Listening is an act of practicing love. Prayer and worship truly is a way for us to worship God. Prayer and worship is a way we worship God and tell him that we love him. It's a way we communicate him to him. But also what's important to realize is that in prayer and worship, there's another aspect of that that we forget about often, and that's the listening part. Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." In fact, the Lutheran doctrine and understanding of worship makes this very clear. In Lutheranism, we believe in worship. Well, let me tell you this. Most people, especially in the modern evangelical world today, they believe that going to church and sitting in a praise worship and raising your hands and listening to a great concert is worship. That's not worship. I'm sorry to tell you, it's not. Worship, as Lutherans define it, and as Catholics define it, and as most mainline denominations define it, is first the very fact that God comes to us. God comes to us. We call upon his name in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God comes to us in word and in sacrament. He comes to us and he speaks to us his forgiveness and his love. The second part of worship is our response to God in prayer, praise, and thanksgiving. This is our Lutheran understanding of worship. It is two-way. And notice that worship only begins with us first listening to God, listening to how much he loves us, listening to how much he cares for us, listening to what we mean to him, listening to the fact that we are his child, listening to what he's done for us. And then everything else naturally flows from that as a response to God for what he's done for us. This is the proper understanding of worship. And notice the element of listening as God comes to us, showing him our love. Truly, the goal of the Christian faith is to be more like Jesus. Would you agree with that? Would you agree that the goal of our Christian faith is to be more like Jesus? Yes, I think that is true, right? The goal of our heart, our soul, every prayer that we have, of our worship, of the word and the sacrament interacting in our lives is to make us more Christ-like. This is the process of sanctification, right? And if you know, remember talking about this, the process of sanctification is the process of being made holy. The process of becoming more like Christ in our lives, being more set apart. When does that process begin? At baptism, right? The moment the Holy Spirit enters our lives. Now, for some of us as adults, we came to faith first through the word and then we're baptized. So for some adults, that process begins once you hear the word. But either way, as the Holy Spirit enters our lives through faith and begins this process of making us into Jesus, more like Christ. Now, do we ever perfectly become more like Christ in this world? No, we don't, right? Let me ask that again. Do we ever become perfectly like Christ in this world? No. Now, some of us are better than others, but that's okay. No, I'm just kidding. This white robe is only a fake thing, okay? Don't let it fool you. When do we become perfectly sanctified, perfectly mature, perfectly like Jesus? In heaven, the day we die, when we are made perfect, and we rejoice in the fact that we are saints living with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You see, the reality is this maturity and faith and this sanctification can only come through the power of listening. And we're going to talk about that. It comes from listening to God, listening to the Holy Spirit, listening to the Word, interacting as our lives. As we grew through our childhood years, much of that growth came through listening for most of us. Actually, for me, it didn't. My parents always went to teacher conferences, and they would say, Travis never shuts up. My wife would tell you today that Travis never shuts up. My staff would tell you, Travis never shuts up. The reality is, I don't listen well, and that's one of my weaknesses I need to work on. But the reality is, for most of us, when we were growing up, we learned to grow and mature by listening, right? We listened to our parents sometimes. We listened to our teachers. We listened to our grandparents. And through that listening, we were formed and molded and shaped into the person that we became, right? And that listening was given to us by people who loved us. I do believe that there are teachers out there, most of them love their children. They really do, and they help us. Parents love their children, and they want to help them. Grandparents love their children, and they want to help them. And this growth increases in our lives and causes us to become mature, but in the same way that works in our faith, as God loves us and helps us to grow and mature and become more like Jesus. It's very evident in our lessons for today that God wants us to listen. Psalm 46, verse 10, what does he say? Be still and know that I am God. In James, what does James say? Be quick to speak, slow to be angry, be slow to speak, slow to be angry, and quick to listen. And of course, the voice from heaven in our gospel lesson for today, God says about Jesus, this is my son whom I love, my beloved son, listen to him. Listening is a key aspect of our faith. One of my favorite passages in Scripture comes from John chapter 15. I'm not going to read that to you. I'm just going to gloss over this. But John chapter 15 is the part where Jesus talks about being the vine and we're the branches. You know that part, right? I love that passage because as I study it more and more, it becomes so clear how that passage develops our spirituality, how that passage truly talks about our growth into the likeness of Christ, and how this passage really talks about listening. The end of that passage, this is what Jesus says in a nutshell. He says, hang around in me. Just hang around. Be good vines and hang around with me. And you will produce good fruit. You realize that's just what Jesus wants. One of the greatest acts of love we can show to God is simply being still and listening to him. Hanging around with him. Taking time to do our devotions and taking time to read the Bible through the week. Taking time to come to worship and hear him. Taking time to listen to God interact in our lives. You know, it's so funny. I've said this to you before. I'll say it again. People say, I don't have time to do my devotion. Well, first of all, Portals of Prayer takes all of maybe 4 minutes, right? So you can do that. But if you need time to read the Bible, put it next to your toilet and quit reading the magazines. And people will say, Pastor, I can't believe you said that. Well, God created you, so he already knows how you are. If that's the time you need, do it. It doesn't matter to God. Because taking time to creatively spend with Him is so important for our faith development. The reality is we need to listen to God. We need to be still. We need to be slow to speak. We need to listen to Him over and over again, because over and over again He tells us how much He loves us. If we just listen, that's not the message we get in our world today. We don't hear it. We don't hear it from our government. We don't hear it from everything else that's going on in the world. We don't hear it. We don't hear how much we're loved. There are people who have grown up in families that don't hear how much they're loved. I know people in my life that grew up in families where their families never said, "I love you." I don't know how that happened. My mom and her side of the family would not even let you leave their presence without saying, "I love you." But it happened. God wants us to be in His presence first and foremost so He can pour into our lives His love, and that we can hear that message over and over again, because it's through that message of His love where we are strengthened, where we find our security and our identity and the hope that we know we're going to heaven because we are saved. It's crucial to hear His voice whispering to you and to me that we are His children. This morning we witnessed it in baptism. Braden and Brindley became God's children forever, right? In your baptism, you became God's child forever. It is crucial that you hear over and over again that you belong to God, that you are His child, that you are the brother or sister of Jesus Christ, that you are a child that He has given the inheritance of His kingdom to. That makes you royalty. Did you know that? You're royalty because God has given His kingdom to you as His child. We need this message in our lives. In a world that's filled with such hopelessness and despair, it's vital that we hear Jesus forgive our sins over and over. Because I don't know about you, but I'm very good at not forgiving myself. Perhaps the hardest person to forgive in my life is me. And I need to hear over and over that God forgives me so that I can rejoice in that forgiveness, that the shame may be put behind me, that guilt may go away, that I may live in repentance, that I may grow in sanctification to become more like Jesus. It brings great peace and comfort as God surrounds us with His presence and His word to be our fortress and shield. Psalm 46, God is our fortress, our refuge, and our strength. All of you know the psalm that was our lesson for today, right? Do you know that? What hymn was based on that psalm? What? A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, our Lutheran battle hymn, right? Yeah. And God is our fortress. We need to hear that in His word. Because when times get rough, when things get tough, when life seems to be going to chaos around us, the place where we can go to hide is the very word of God, as He wraps His arms around us to love us, to uphold us, to build us up, and to set us free from the enemy, from Satan and sin and death. As a doctor prescribes medicine for healing, so too does Jesus give us medicine and healing in His word. He heals our ailments. He binds up our wounds. He takes our brokenness and puts us back together because He loves us. He puts us back together because we are precious to Him. He puts our lives back together because we are His children. He puts our lives back together because no matter the cracks that are still there, we are beautiful in His sight with every wound and bruise of the past and scar that is there. We are still beautiful in the sight of God, and we matter more to Him than anything else in all creation. We need to hear this. Oh, and the hope we receive as He speaks directly to us, His word of life. Hope doesn't disappoint us. The greatest thing we have in this world is hope. Hope in knowing this, that we are going to heaven. We are going to heaven. As cruel as this world can be, as hard as it is to live in this world, with all of its ups and downs, mountains and valleys, we are going to heaven. And nothing can take that hope away. And hope can never disappoint us. As long as we have hope in the resurrection of the dead, we have everything in our faith. Perhaps one of the greatest ways we can share the love of Jesus or practice His love is by listening to the souls, hearts, lives, and stories of those we meet each day. There are so many people out there, brothers and sisters, who just want to be listened to. They just want to share their story. In our society, we're so insincere. We come up to each other and say, "How are you today?" And if somebody starts telling us, we're like, "Oh, bye." Right? That's what happens. Or we think in our heads that good Texas saying, God bless their hearts. Glad I'm not them. But so many people need to be heard. There are people out there waiting to be listened to share their burdens and their hearts and their stories, to have somebody there who can truly listen and understand and be able just to wrap loving arms around them. As St. James says today, be quick to listen and slow to speak. Allow the love of Jesus to flow through you into the lives of those around you in action and deed. Allow the love of Jesus to flow through you into the lives of others in action and in deed. Use words when necessary. Use words when necessary. Our very presence and our listening ears can often be the start to a beautiful relationship to those who don't know Jesus, to those who have become disenfranchised with the church, to those who are looking and searching for something greater in life. And as we give them those listening ears, the power of Jesus begins to work as a relationship is built, and in that relationship, the love of Jesus is shared. And at some point, God will say it's time to use words. And as you do, one heart, one life, one soul will be changed. And as you change one heart, one life, and one soul, you begin to change the world. In the name of Jesus, amen.